Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Shores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Shores. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Herb Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel takes first base on ball four. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Heving and he is safe. Sissel steals second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shores fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr bunts towards the mound. Shores fields it and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to second. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shores fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simons hits a pop-up towards third. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a pop-up towards short. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simons. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas bunts towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blue moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood bunts towards third. Fox can't make a play. That's a base hit. Blue moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 0 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes misplays the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Blue scores. Fonseca moves to third. Whatwood moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb strikes out. 2 outs. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0 for 1 in the game. Frazier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Frazier reaches second base with a double. Fonseca scores. Whatwood scores. Jeffries goes all the way around to score. 3 runs are unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frazier moves to third. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Frazier scores. Simons moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. 1 out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas throws the ball into Dykes, who tags Fonseca trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whatwood. The throw from Heving and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heving for the out. 1 out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bishop strikes out. 2 outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Miller reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Mel Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons bunts towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. Simmons scores. Sissel goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fonseca moves to second. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Moore pinch hits for Johnny Heving. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive towards short. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Palmisano now catching. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tote hits a pop-up towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.